Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We certainly know by now how technology and automation and robots are going to have a significant impact on work and on jobs and on workplaces. But that impact's only increasing and will continue to increase in 2020. I wanted to share details from a really interesting story around automation in the workplace from the fashion retailer Uniqlo. Uniqlo is coming close, they announced recently, to full automation at their flagship warehouse store in Tokyo, Japan. According to a new report, Uniqlo has partnered with Mugen, which is a Japanese startup that develops industrial robots, to create a new kind of two-armed robot that has the capability to pick up t-shirts and box them up to be sent out to customers. And this was previously a task that could be only completed by a human. And for Uniqlo, this is a really important innovation, as it could enable this factory in Tokyo, which has already replaced about 90% of its workers with technology, robots, and automation, to roll out a fully automated process. A Uniqlo executive, Takuya Jimbo, was quoted as saying, "It's becoming incredibly difficult to hire workers in Japan, and it's a lot more difficult than people think. And at Uniqlo, we need to be the front runner and to continue to trial and error, because only the companies that can update their business models will be able to survive." Now, Uniqlo is dealing with an incredible labor shortage in Japan, thanks to the low birth rate in Japan and its rapidly aging society. According to recent data released from Japan, estimates are that Japan's population will decline from about 127 million to today to about 88 million by 2065. And other data from Japan's Internal Affairs and Communications Ministry says about 1 in 5 people in Japan is now over the age of 70. So because of all of this, retailers, manufacturers, really any kind of organization in Japan have to figure out how they're going to adapt to survive to this rapidly aging population, lower population, and the inability to find workers that they need. They simply will just have to develop more and better technologies to replace skills, capabilities, and tasks that only humans could do in the past. This is a really fascinating article. I'll share the details of it in the show notes as well. Just one more story about how robots, technology, and automation will continue to impact work and workplaces this year and beyond. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.